All right, I tell you what, because it's a Tuesday morning, and because I'm feeling like it's going to be a very, very good week, I'm going to give in. I'll tell you another chapter.
Yay!
But this is a short chapter, but it's probably the most important chapter in the whole book. It's the chapter where the princess took her life in her hands and told the prince who she really was. Now, was she right to trust him? That's the question.
I think so.
We don't know for sure, do we? If the princess from Princess Island reveals her true identity to the prince from Princess Island, what on earth will happen?
Just do it.
Okay. The princess opened her mouth. She got her tongue ready, and she moved her teeth out of the way so that the sound could come out of her mouth. She got ready to speak and tell the story to the prince about who she was. And she began. Once upon a time, a long time ago now it feels, there was a little princess on Princess Island. She was the only girl on the island, and she was completely surrounded with princes. And the princes were a pain in the neck. Now, do you want me to go back and tell all the story about what has happened?
No!
No. Well, then I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll just tell you that she told the prince everything. It took her a very long time. She decided he had to know everything. And anyway, she wanted to remember it herself. So it took her hours and hours and hours to tell him. But nobody interrupted them because the prince had given orders that the door should be locked and that nobody should be allowed in while he listened. And as he listened, his ears grew bigger and bigger and his mouth grew tighter and tighter shut. He said absolutely nothing. His ears grew so big that they could barely fit in the room. He was so interested in what the princess was saying. He heard every microsyllable. He heard every comma, every full stop, every colon, every single glottal stop. He heard everything. She heard everything. I'm falling over myself now. But he listened like he'd never listened before. And listening changed him. The more he listened, the more he became a true person, a decent human being, and different from all the other horrible princes that had been on the island when the princess was tiny. He became a listener. He attended to everything she said, and more he listened to her, the more and more he fell in love with her. He couldn't help himself. Listening to her turned him into a dream. He felt he was being transported up into the sky, over the mountains. He literally felt that his whole life was melting in front of him and he was changing into a different kind of a person. He listened to the story. The story took him on a journey that was so rich. He wanted her to tell it over and over again. But just when she reached the point in the story where she said, "And I fell down on the sand and I fell asleep," a knock came to the door. There was a fierce bang and a crash on the door. And the door was thrown off its hinges. And into the room came the king, surrounded by five vicious, nasty-looking knights. The king had a battering ram in his hands. And he said, "What's going on in here? I hear silence. I hear somebody talking. I can't hear what they're saying. It sounds to me as if somebody has been listening in here. I'm going to put a stop to this." And the king came in and he broadcasted his ideas. And he didn't listen to anybody. And he made a huge announcement. And he said, "I'm in charge and everything is going to become unpleasant now." Well, the princess, she wasn't shocked. Do you know why? Do you know why she wasn't shocked?
Why?
Because she expected it. She already knew what he was like. She wasn't even upset. Do you know why she wasn't upset? Because she knew what he was like already. She didn't mind at all. As far as she was concerned, the king could get as upset as he liked, as angry as he liked, as cross as he liked, and it would make no difference to her because she knew that was likely to happen already. She anticipated it. She was able to predict exactly what the king was going to be like, and she would have been shocked if the king had come in and he'd said, "Anybody else like a second cup of tea?"
Anybody else want a second cup of tea? That's silly.
I know it's silly. The princess knew it was silly. The princess knew that this kind of king didn't arrive in saying, "Would you like a scone? Would you like a second cup of tea?" No, the princess knew that the king needed to be angry. The princess knew that there was something the matter with the poor old king, and that the poor old king was nasty and evil because he had some sort of a problem. She didn't know what the problem was, but it didn't bother her anymore. But the prince didn't have it so easy. The prince was completely shocked, and the prince was afraid. I don't mind telling you that even though the prince was being transformed by the power of the story told to him by the princess from Princess Island, he still wasn't ready to be relaxed. He was terrified and he was shaking. And as he was shaking, money fell out of his pocket and fell on the floor. And just as he was bending down to pick it up, the king snatched it and put it in his pocket and said, "Nah, nah, 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 got it." But the prince was too scared to say anything.
But the princess wasn't.
The little princess stood up. She said absolutely nothing. She walked straight over to the king and she looked into his eyes. She looked deep down into his eyes, the way a witch would look into the eyes if it was going to cast a terrible or a beautiful spell. She looked into his eyes, the king was hypnotized, the princess put her hand out and reached for the king's hand and took back the money. She said absolutely nothing. The king looked at her, he looked at her, he said absolutely nothing, and he completely forgot what had happened. She had, without even trying it, she had hypnotized him. She handed the money back to the poor old prince. The poor old prince felt like wetting himself. He really did feel as if he was going to do a wee-wee in his trousers. He just didn't know what to do. He was out of his depth. The poor old prince felt that he needed a holiday, and he really wanted to run away. She reached out to him, gave him the money, and patted him on the hand and said, "It'll be all right." And it got better. The king was transfixed. She turned to the king and she said, "Get out!" And the king turned and he left the room. And the soldiers went after him. And the princess and the prince were left together in the room. And the transformation of Princess Island had begun. And now that's the end of another chapter.
I guess that-